Okay. Any question? Where are we?
Speaking of the events here, connections with the heart.
You should do better than that. Because the last paragraph title was quite obvious. Do you remember the last paragraph was conclusion of this story? Means what? Means that I opened an argument, I wanted to talk about something, I talked about it in different ways, and that was it. So a new subject arrived. That subject was what? Jealousy to the chosen one. There is always, you choose the best one and everybody is jealous about that. So, major part of you is jealous. In a ridiculous way, in jealous of you. Because you choose one part of yourself. We're talking about personalities within. We have different personalities, different attitudes. He talked about it, and at the end, he said, these are not something that, at the conclusion, actually, he reminded us that this is something that needs vision, really, to see the depth of it. And this vision belongs to those exceptional people. Something happened over there. So I said, oh, those exceptional people, why not me? I said, oh, this is what we were talking about. There are a few of us which are exceptions. Are they or not? Mozart is one of them. Michelangelo is one of them. Da Vinci is one of them. These are what we call the genius fellows, the exceptions. They have something in them. And that is what? That is not the normal processes of existence or life. In the process of existence, everything obeys the rule 100%. Everything is here according to the laws of physics. That's how they are here and they act.
Right.
Then, the complicated stuff is the life. Life doesn't obey the rules really precisely. Cheats a little bit within the rules. The rules is, you are here, and right at the beginning, you are powerless. So you will be eaten. Period. That's the rule. Normally it happens. Generally that happens. From every 200,000 egg that one fish reproduce, two of them will become fish, the rest will be eaten, right? And every living creature tries to eat, but not to be eaten, and reproduce, right? A little bit cheating. One of the obvious stuff in natural life is cheating. That's what intelligence is mainly busy with. What are the animals doing, really? Either hiding in a camouflage to surprise the prey and eat it, or another kind of camouflage to escape the hunter, not to be eaten. In both ways, something cannot be there and it's not there. What is that? Honesty. Honesty has no place in the animal life. Does it? No. More advanced animal, more clever, more cheating. And we are at the top. This is the first thing. So this is my first being. We talked about it in book one. Do you remember? We talked about these self-indulgence and believing 100% in my own intelligence. And my own intelligence doesn't like me that much. Then all the superficial information I get leads to my judgment, which is ridiculous. Then not liking or not believing the new stuff. I'm conservative because I want to keep myself alive. So naturally I'm conservative. I don't like the newcomers. And that's bad, because new is good. Because the essence of the universe is change. Everything should be renewed. Even life is here like that, right? And egocentrism. That stuff which is coming from an illusion. I hope none of you will ever forget the first basic problem of our intelligence, which is an illusion. Do you remember that? Please never forget. Illusion of separation. You have the illusion that there is you and rest of the universe. It's a little bit funny kind of separation, isn't it? In one hand, me. I love me. And in one hand, the rest of the existence. Now we know it's illusion. Because now we understand the interconnectivity of everything. Basic of relativity, even in dimension of time, we understand it, that the animals don't. We understand history. We understand understanding. So, that basic illusion is here, right? What should you do about it? He said, listen, you know why those people are gifted. Do you know that? Do you know why some people are gifted? The best answer would be to correct my sentence. Why some few of us are gifted? Should say, that's not the case. We are all gifted. The gift given to Rumi is in our hand here, isn't it? He was a genius, okay? He could shoot up to another level of self-consciousness. And he's here. The gift given to Mozart didn't really give him a very happy life, did it? Do you envy his life? Poor guy. He lived miserable. The gift is mine. I go to ecstasy listening to that music. You do. So we are all gifted. One could not bear every single potentiality of human being. Impossible. One of the personal challenges for me was art school in a very different and a special way. Art school is challenging because really nobody really knows clearly what they are talking about, from the teacher up to the servants. Nobody. Everything goes. It's a crazy stuff. But for me, it was something more than that. I had some other affairs, I had time shortage and all of that for a school that demands full time, really. Then there was something else. Before coming to that university, I have learned a lot of this kind of philosophy and looking at the universe like this. When I arrived over there, none of these rules were accepted. I had to leave them outside of the college because I believed firmly in a pattern, and over there, nothing had really a precise form because everything was changing. In that college, they talk about beauty mainly. And beauty is something that you could understand, you could feel, but you cannot explain. And you cannot limit. And there's no rule in it. But there are a lot of rules and techniques and things that you should learn. Things that you should learn. Things that you should learn. Things that you should